Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As diverse as the animal kingdom is, scientists still recognize a range of similar behaviors that are useful to a wide variety of species. Hans Hoffman, associate professor at the Institute for Cellular and Molecular Biology at the University of Texas at Austin, explains how recent research is exposing the common genetic roots of shared animal behaviors.
Humans make many of the same decisions as other animals. Males fight with each other for the favor of females, parents nurture and protect their children, and we protect our territory. Even though animals are astonishingly diverse, we have found that there is an ancient neural circuitry that appears to be involved in such social behaviors across all vertebrates. This is part of a larger awareness in biology that a far greater percentage of our genes than we'd imagined have been passed down to us, more or less intact, directly from the genome of the original progenitor of all vertebrate species on the planet. In my lab, we analyzed gene activity profiles in 12 brain regions of this social decision-making circuit across 88 species of vertebrates, including birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. We found that gene activity within this network is remarkably conserved across species, and our comparative evolutionary analysis suggests that this circuit controls similar behaviors in all vertebrates. Of course, this doesn't mean that all these species behave in the same way. The hundreds of millions of years of divergent evolution have led to an astonishing diversity of behaviors. What I believe it does mean, however, is that nature, which prefers to be stingy, has repeatedly used the same basic molecular building blocks to evolve more complex social behaviors. We haven't done the comparison yet to humans, but my prediction is that it will prove to be very similar to other mammals. A human marriage is not the same thing as a pair bond in fish, but the genes associated with monogamy may to some extent be the same in fish and in humans. The better we understand that, the better we'll understand ourselves.
That was Hans Hoffman of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.